variety show broadcasting from the energy with live music and laughter.
I hope you can hear me. Just
how is it?
Yes.
The Medicine Show is a variety show broadcasting healing energy with live music and laughter, and hopefully some insight. I'm DJ Paleface Jason Lawrence with DJ Alibaba.
Hey, Happy New Year.
Happy New Year. Happy New Year to everybody out there. And, well, the world didn't come to an end because of computers freezing or the Mayan calendar coming to an end. So here we are with our, we've got a theme for tonight, which could be considered a prescription, I guess. It's ablution for resolution. So, Ali, do you want to tell us about ablution?
Now we can speak more.
Ablution is a kind of a cleansing, which it can be referred to in a few different ways. We're going to look that up on the dictionary and give you a proper dictionary definition, but it can be used, people say, as like a spiritual cleansing or different types of a cleansing. And as a dear loved one said to me, you know, if you're listening, I know we've had our differences, but someone was telling me they wanted to have a shower at midnight on New Year's Eve, and I thought that was a very beautiful concept. So, ablution for resolution. The New Year's holiday is a great time to sit back and reflect on what you've accomplished in the past year, what you hope to accomplish in the coming one, and what you'll need to do to make that happen. Finding a focus and figuring on an approach can be overwhelming. There are only 24 hours a day, and almost a third of that is sleep. So we want to make the most of all of the hours that are left. There are 359 days remaining until the end of the year. Are you sure that math is correct, Ellie? So hurry up. There's no more waiting. We're still worth saving. Well, with God's will, hurry up and save me. Okay, so tonight's guests are the Campfire Shit Kickers and Scott Lunn with guests. Scott Lunn is from Scotland, by the way. Just love that how that works together. We're on CITR.ca, 101.9 FM in Vancouver from Coast Salish Territory on Musqueam land. Vancouver was founded on the traditional territories of the Musqueam, Squamish, and Tsleil-Waututh First Nations. And these territories were never ceded through treaty, war, or surrender. We would like to give thanks to the local Indigenous people for standing up for righteousness in very difficult circumstances repeatedly. Thank you humbly. You're listening to Kuta Pira with Peaceful Man. We'll be right back with our guests, Campfire Shit Kickers and Scott Lung, after this music.
Host of Democracy Now!, daily grassroots global unembedded international independent news hour. And this is CITR 101.9 FM.
To understand more about fashion, we asked CITR student executive and fashion expert Jonathan Q what fashion means to him.
Like, it's just aesthetically something that's so ostentatious. Typically. I mean, because of course, I mean, it's also, you know, I mean, when you say fashion, I think people are talking explicitly about consumerism, as opposed to someone who buys, like you know, let's say, you know, someone buys a clothing.
If you really want to know more about fashion, come on down to CITR in the Student Union Building of UBC and pick up some of our merchandise à la mode. Nous avons t-shirts, sweatshirts, socks, and coffee mugs.
But it's also very aesthetically gripping.
To keep you styling in support of the station you love. Isn't that right, Jonathan?
Well, actually, is it? Because, I mean, you know, I was going to say because of the cultural vacuum that we exist within. But then, you know, really, fashion today is kind of derived from the European idea of couture. And that's been around for centuries.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to the Gay Games. And to the thousands of athletes, coaches, family, and spectators from around the world. Since 1982, the Gay Games have given lesbian, gay, bisexual, and transgender athletes and supporters around the world a chance to come together to compete, celebrate, and inspire others. It's been remarkable to see the Games thrive over the years.
The Gay Games is the world's largest sporting and cultural event specifically for LGBTQ+ athletes, artists, and musicians. In 1990, Vancouver held the third Gay Games, where approximately 7,300 athletes took part, and over 1,500 cultural participants attended.
All right. Are we back on the air? Ali, welcome back to the Medicine Show. And Happy New Year, Ali, again.
Thank you, Jason.
Yeah. So tonight we have apparently a half naked band in the room and getting more and more naked by the second. We got the campfire shit kickers here taking off their clothes in the studio completely naked now. That's right. We're going to be filming, hopefully. Okay, so I'm on the television. Names and aliases of all people on the air. What is this? We got Philly Roach on vocals, guitar, and kicking shit. Welcome, Philly.
You're welcome.
Alex Bon Jovi, otherwise known as
Banjovi.
Oh, that's right. Okay, so it's banjo. Alex Bon Jovi on banjo, accordion, mandolin, and caterwauling.
Yeah, he's a caterwauler now. I'm a caterwauler. He doesn't really sing. He just kind of in the background is going, but it's awesome.
Great to have you guys in here. We got Mick Whiskey. Hello on upright bass and Mike flat Whiskey. Vocals.
Hello.
Don't touch this part, man.
He's the most naked one in the room with no clothes but a toque and some titty piercing.
I'm still wearing socks. It's all good.
It's allowed.
I'm pretty sure my mom's listening to you.
Woo! Joss Sarsaparilla on cajon. Say that properly for me.
Sarsaparilla,
man.
Okay, cajon and cajones.
Cajunas.
On vocals. So he's on the cajon and singing.
No, I'm not on vocals.
Oh, and vocals.
Are we?
Hey, okay. Every once in a while, I'll have some vocals.
Yeah, he
mostly
sings.
Cajones.
He can actually sing. Mike's always flat. Alex is just yarbling in the background. Josh can actually sing, but funnily enough, he never really does.
Okay, bring the microphone right to yourself when you're talking. Like pretend you're like in a, like that.
In a what?
Like, there you go.
All right.
So swing it back and forth, like, never mind. Yeah, I'm not even like gonna go into what's in the room here.
This is gonna be a party.
Ah, swinging. Okay. Each person might play and possibly have some interesting facts. We accidentally, they formed the band in a little under a year ago and have since let the winds of ale guide their reckless journey, singing the tales and adventures of their music that their music takes them on. So you have an up-and-coming performance at Friday the 13th of January at Lanaloo's with Skeeter and the Deets.
Skeeter and the Deets, man. Those are our fucking boys and girl. Those guys are dynamite. They play in a punk rock band called the Spree Killers. And fuck, we know them for a long time. We love them. And we both kind of got into this weird outlaw shit around the same time. And they're fucking killing it. So we're playing with them. We're going to fuck shit up. It's going to be awesome.
Excellent. Album coming out soon?
Yeah. Yeah, soonish.
Soonish. We're, That's good.
Yeah. Originally we were going to do like a series of 7 inches, but the songs came out fast and furious.
A series of 7 inches?
Yeah.
Not all of us are 7 inches.
Everybody's again, different. Okay, so
us are 7 inches.
Why don't we kick this shit kicker off?
All right.
With this is the Campfire Shit Kickers. What song are you going to do?
This is a song called The Sweetest Fruit.
The Sweetest
Fruit. It's about falling hard, falling fast, falling out.
And it goes
something like this. I don't know. Where should we put this? He said, don't worry about it. Just fucking play.
Holy cow.
Yeah.
Well, we've never had anything like this on the Medicine Show before.
Fuck, I'm sorry, man.
Sexiest show on the planet. We got a naked bunch in the studio. Shit. Here naked, I am, on the radio.
Drunk and having fun, and I'm now.
Watch for the videos coming up on YouTube.
Never had anything like you. Yeah, that's like saying, oh, this, how's your meal, sir? Oh, it's interesting.
Yeah, I've never had anything. Hey, the music is very entertaining as well. I didn't mean to take away from that. I think it's the obvious I'm referring to.
So, but it's more, there's no cameras in here, so why wouldn't you be naked? Like, what the.
Well, it's hot as hell in this studio, and it's a damn good excuse to get naked. So
it is now.
We're gonna,
and we're only so exposed to all the members of UBC who are out here at this moment.
What about the other people that are listening that probably are naked?
That's what I'm talking
to
about.
All
enjoy
the
music.
Out in Calgary there?
Yeah, you got some fucking homeboys listening for sure.
Stay tuned. We'll get extra naked just for you guys.
For who?
For the people out in Calgary's.
Alex and Carson.
That's
baby.
Right.
Looking for you.
Shout out.
We're gonna take a break, and we'll be right back with more Campfire Shit Kickers in just a moment on CITR Medicine Show.
And we can go straight to the next one.
What? Yeah. We have a commercial queued up?
No, it's okay. We have enough time.
Okay, we're gonna do. You guys want to do another song?
Yeah, sure.
Damn!
What are you guys thinking?
I'm thinking of some music, but you know, you guys.
Yeah, let's kick it up a notch. Do a little. How about a little? This is a song. I had a night of it. It was a little excessive one night. Oh, look at him! He's putting on his pants.
It's a cool.
What a loser! this fucking guy's
Don't
got
worry.
Pants on.
It's heating up right. Slowly by the end of this show.
You ready, Mike?
Oh yeah.
All right. Ode. This song's called Ode to OD.
Take it, wanna break it, ride it, never wanna shoot it, wanna drop it, wanna have it in my best, I wanna kick it, wanna took it, wanna kill it for a laugh. Then I wanna grab it, gonna kick it in the ass. I'm gonna kick it in the ass. Well, I don't know if you can fathom what I'm talking about. When you got shit to lose, you don't care when you're going out. See to what extreme you go to finding out. A rush you get when you cheat, yeah. Come back out. You come back out. Oh, everything wanna break it right. I never wanna shoot it, wanna jump, I wanna have it in my past. I wanna kick it, wanna choke it, wanna feel it for a laugh. Then I'm gonna grab it, gonna kick it in the ass. I'm gonna kick it in the ass. Well, talking about when you got shit to lose, you don't care when you're going out. See to what extreme you go to finding out the rush you get when you cheat. Yeah, come back out. You come back out. Well, about when you got shit to lose, you don't care when you're going out. See to what extreme you go to find it out. The rush you get when you cheat, there come back out. You come back out. You come back out. Come back out.
Troubled, you've been broke, you've been hungry, no job, no money, the one you love has deserted you, that makes you blue.
Got the blues? Just want to hear some blues? Tune in every Saturday afternoon from 3 to 5 for Code Blue. Right here on CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver, www.citr.ca. Code Blue.
Here's how he feels, but blues ain't nothing but a man. Good man feeling bad, no how. That's all that is.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to the Gay Games. And to the thousands of athletes, coaches, family, and spectators from around the world. Since 1982, the Gay Games have given lesbian, gay, bisexual, and transgender athletes and supporters around the world a chance to come together to compete, celebrate, and inspire others. It's been remarkable to see the Games thrive over the years.
The Gay Games is the world's largest sporting and cultural event specifically for LGBTQ plus athletes, artists, and musicians. In 1990, Vancouver held the third Gay Games, where approximately 7,300 athletes took part and over 1,500 cultural participants attended.
Are you interested in Indigenous issues?
Are you down with decolonization?
Do you have something to say?
Or have a topic to share?
We have just the thing.
Join UBC's first ever Indigenous Radio Collective.
We're a team of Indigenous and non-Indigenous people.
I'm Niska from my mother.
From the Tahltan Territory.
I'm a settler from Washington State.
I'm from the Qualicum and Musqueam First Nations.
I am Quichua Indigenous from Saraguro, Ecuador.
We broadcast from the traditional, ancestral, and unceded land
of the Hunkaminam-speaking Musqueam people.
Whatever you want to talk about, we're into it.
Everyone is welcome, no experience necessary.
Unceded Airwaves airs every Wednesday from 1 to 2 p.m. on CITR 101.9 FM.
And we meet every Thursday from 4 to 5 p.m. to plan our upcoming shows.
Follow us on Facebook and Twitter at Unceded Airwaves.
We want to hear your story.
We are back on the Medicine Show with the Campfire Shit Kickers on CITR 101.9 FM on Coast Salish Unceded Territory. And the Campfire Shit Kickers are going to play us some more music. All right. Grooving along. They've already started their song. What's it called?
This is called I'm a Bad, Bad Man.
Oh, my God.
Naughty, naughty. Here we go.
You guys ready?
No.
Yeah, you ready?
All right.
Well, if I was you, I'd want to get naked with me. Let's smoke some beer and drink some weed. If I was this. Hey. Try again. I fucked it up. This is a brand new song. Sorry, whatever.
Whee!
Well, if I was you, I'd want to get naked with me. Let's smoke some beer and drink some weed. I might destroy what's left of your self-esteem. You're gonna get naked with me. I am a horrible human being. I'm a bad, bad man. Bad man, I'm a bad, bad man. Oh, oh, wow. Let's all get crazy fast. We'll take a chance with poor decisions. Let's throw caution to the wind. Roll the dice on life, we'll pay the price for too spicy. Don't dip your toes, jump right in. Let's hit the turbo jets, ejection seats by coming handy. So light them up, man, let's get paid. If I was you, I'd want to get naked with me. Let's smoke some beer and drink some weed. I might destroy what's left of your self-esteem. You're gonna get naked with me. I am a horrible human being. I'm a bad, bad man. I'm a bad, bad man. I'm a bad, bad man. Oh, wow. Oh, oh. Thank you.
Well, I got no use for pants unless I'm in the brambles with bees. Proceed with no regard. Well, I get that liquor in me, then I get my superpowers. Gets the party started hard. Well, everyone's good at something. I am super fucking awesome. You hear that? Well, I'm awesome. And if I was you, I'd want to get naked with me. Let's smoke some beer and drink some weed. Well, I might destroy what's left of your self-esteem. You're gonna get naked with me. I am a horrible human being. I am a bad, bad man. You, I'd want to get naked with me. Let's smoke some beer and drink some weed. I might destroy what's left of your self-esteem. You're gonna get naked with me. I am a horrible human being. You're gonna get naked with me. I am a horrible human being.
All right.
Fun, man.
Half our shit kickers on the medicine show.
Yeah. That was fucking aces, man.
So, I think we have a lot of conflict with this song and the prescription for tonight because we want to be good.
Was that not good?
Oh, no. It was fine.
Yeah, I know.
Good music. Okay. We're going to explain. When we say... we have a bit of maybe a cultural difference. When we say bad, sometimes badass means good. Like, it's really good.
Oh, no. But in this case, it means I'm actually a bad man. It's not.
That brings up the topic of the evening. We had resolutions, basically. Do you guys have any resolutions for the new year?
No.
No? You're good.
Not really, no.
Not any I want to say on the air.
No, you know what? I think I'm doing actually fucking really, really awesome right now. And my life has been in an upward trajectory for ever since I made the decision to move to Vancouver, which is about a year and a half ago. And I moved here for a reason, and I set some goals, and I'm hitting all those goals. So I don't have any fucking resolutions at all because I'm hitting all my goals. My resolution is to keep moving fucking upward. Keep my eyes on the prize and my hands on the wheel, man.
Good.
That's
good
it.
Show.
So that's good. It right there.
Well, you know, if you're hitting your trajectory, keep going.
Yeah,
absolutely.
And that's relative to the band as well. I mean, originally it was kind of an anti-band. Like I've, you know, done with bands, so I'm doing like my singer-songwriter solo shit.
And then I bullied him into playing bass.
Yeah, I bullied him into playing bass because I bullshitted some place.
Mick, thanks, Mick.
I got a gig, and I was like, well, you know, depending on the budget, we can make it a two-piece, three-piece. And she was like, oh, okay, yeah, well, let's do a two-piece. And I was like, yeah, no problem. Then I realized I don't fucking know anybody out here. So I kind of bullied Mike into it because I knew he could sing a little bit and he could play guitar a little bit. But he's singing flat, though, every time. But it's true.
It worked tonight.
Yeah.
I don't know about that. That was actually hitting the notes.
But yeah, I literally bullied him into playing fucking bass, and he did it, and lo and behold, it worked. Alex saw the show that was at.
Yes.
And he was too scared to talk to us, like a little girl. He's got feelings. We call him feelers.
No, that's bullshit.
No. He sent a girl over to talk to us because he was afraid. So the girl sent us a note. She handed us a note that said, "Do you want to play in a band with me? Because I'd like to play in a band with you."
That's quite the contrary. No.
No. If
okay,
I was.
Tell us your version.
If he was if he no, was a hashtag, he would be totes adorbs.
Oh God, sorry. Okay, let's hear your side of the story.
So from what I hear, when I went down to the show, him and Mike, it was a mutual friend. And they introduced us.
Wrong.
He kind of fangirled after me. He said, "Oh, yeah, well, you play banjo and accordion. That sounds awesome. I would like to jam with you." And lo and behold, here we are now.
But anyways, so Josh had to come in. He had to step in and fucking hold us apart because neither one of us could agree on anything. And Josh is like, you know, quit fucking beating a dead horse. And we're like, why don't you just fucking play that goddamn...
Stop beating a dead horse and just beat a cajon box.
Yeah, well, much like how Philly bullied Mike into getting into the band. First of all, I said to Mike, I said, "You have what I'm looking for in a bass player." And Mike says, "What's that?"
That was hot.
"You have one." So
that's a true story.
That's a true story right there.
Yeah, it was literally an accidental kind of fucking band of the way we came together. And that's another thing relative to what I was saying about the New Year's progression. This band is going fucking way better than expected. It's going awesome. I love it.
Also, it's sounding amazing. You guys sound good live. Anybody wants to come see this band live, go to Lanaloo's. When's the date?
Friday the 13th, man. Friday the 13th, Lanaloo's with Skeeter and the Deets. Yeah.
And then after that show is over, listen to CITR's Medicine Show because we're going to have Rob Fellow, and we're also going to have Josiah Taschuk bringing on Lonnie Eagleton, who's been playing all over television on the late night shows and Much Music Video Awards with that guy who sings... "I'm missing the sound of your heart beating." He's coming back on the show. Anyway, was there really a note involved in the meeting?
There most certainly was not a note involved. I don't know where Philly is pulling this out of, but
I don't blame you for lying. I'd be embarrassed. If I was you, I'd be totally embarrassed. I would never
really?
Do it. I don't
sending
blame
a
you.
Note across the bar like some.
Yeah,
sort
well,
of,
no, man. He said it with the waitress. He said the waitress, like it was. If I, like I said, he's a hashtag. He's totes adorbs.
Totes adorbs. I could let him live in his own little fantasy world, but you know,
life is just a fantasy.
Life is just a fantasy. Can't live this fantasy life.
Yeah, I knew that was it. I threw it out there. I knew
somebody was
gonna
bite that hook, yeah. Right?
Life is just a fantasy.
Fantasy.
Yeah. Life is just a fantasy. Something delights.
If somebody can name the name of that band and call in, "Life is just a fantasy," call in at this number, and I'll make sure you get into the Campfire Shit Kickers for free at Lanaloo's on Friday the 13th. The phone number to call is 604-879-1949, and you just might pick up some bad behavior at the show.
And I'd like to throw in, along with those two tickets to the show, Alex Banjovi will give you a hickey.
That's 604-879-1949. How about another song before we have to shut it down?
Yeah, let's do another song. Can we do two more songs?
If you do them in a row.
Okay, let's do them in a row, man.
We got a couple more songs here.
This song is about my body and how I treat it.
And what's it called?
It's called Shitbox to Nowhere.
Oh.
Second verse, same as first. Could have got better, but it's going to get worse. Your judgment sucks, but your friends are fuck-ups too.
first class in a shit box bound for nowhere. Nowhere. Heads up your ass. You ride first class in a shit box bound for nowhere. You walk around in a robotic state of mind. I hope I don't win if I pick up at the pizza full of food and ears. You do. Well, I can too. Live to win. Hold to lose. Your outlook sucks. Your judgment sucks. Your friends are fuck ups too. Your friends are fucked up too. Your friends. Your friends are fucked up too. You're riding first class in a shit box bound for nowhere. Your head's up your ass. You're riding first class in a shit box bound for nowhere. Your head's up your ass. You're riding first class in a shit box bound for nowhere. Your head's up your ass. Riding first class in a shit box bound for
Alright, and this is a song. This is a song that I wrote for all my shipmates from around the world. We converge on the Salty Dog Cruise every year in Miami. This is a shout out to them. This song is called The Salty Dog, and fucking cheers to my shipmates. Swords, with nothing but love wrapped in flip-flops and shorts. We'll laugh and we'll dance, we'll laugh and we'll scream. We'll reveal all the tales of the years gone by. We'll sing and we'll dance, we'll mosh in the pool. We're taking old prisoners on the ship of fools. Forget all your problems, just leave them at home. They don't belong here, you're not alone. Get
feet away in a Jameson's fog. For these few days we live high on the hog. Cheers to the shipmates.
Cheers to the shipmates.
Cheers to the crew.
Cheers to the crew.
Cheers to the band.
Cheers to the band.
But most importantly, cheers.
That's Campfire Shit Kickers on the Madison Show! Woo!
Use my breath to carve a path, moving through the battlefield. Try my mind on the mantra and the mantra on the mind. Driving deep into my
soul. All right, we just want to say goodnight to the Campfire Shit Kickers. Any shout outs, guys?
All right, thank you for listening. Come check us out live, like us on Facebook. Don't go to sleep right now because there's a lot more partying to do. And remember, if you're not bleeding, bruised, or hungover, you're not trying nearly fucking hard enough.
I want to give a quick hi say to my mom and my little sister and, oh yeah, Satan.
Tell your mom I said hi to you.
No, Satan, he didn't mean it. He didn't mean Lord, we're going to say a prayer to wipe it off the map there.
So I'm next here, Scott Lund. Stick around and listen to it because it's going to be awesome. And I'd like to give a shout out to a couple of Calgary homies there, Carson and Alex. I love you guys. And I'll see you right quick here.
Thank you guys very much. Campfire Shit Kickers, go see him Friday the 13th on Atlanta Lose for some full frontal nudity. Have a great
All
night.
All right, man.
We'll
come
see
check.
You next with
you gotta
Scott
come
Lund
check
from
out my
Scott
kahunas.
Lund.
My nice big kahunas.
Are you interested in Indigenous issues?
Are you down with decolonization?
Do you have something to say?
Or have a topic to share?
We have just the thing.
Join UBC's first ever Indigenous Radio Collective.
We're a team of Indigenous and non-Indigenous people.
I'm Niska from my mother.
From the Tahltan Territory.
I'm a settler from Washington State.
I'm from the Qualcomm and Musqueam First Nations.
I am Quichua indígenas from Saraguro, Ecuador.
We broadcast from the traditional, ancestral, and unceded land
of the Hunkaminam-speaking Musqueam people.
Whatever you want to talk about, we're into it. Everyone is welcome, no experience necessary.
Unceded Airwaves airs every Wednesday from 1 to 2 p.m. on CITR 101.9 FM.
And we meet every Thursday from 4 to 5 p.m. to plan our upcoming shows.
Follow us on Facebook and Twitter at Unceded Airwaves.
We want to hear your story.
The hardcore stuff is just is fast, very aggressive and loud, you know, music, angry music.
I'm your host, Mr. Steeston Mike. Welcome to the Flex Your Head Show on CITR 101.9 FM here in Vancouver. I'm here every Tuesday,
6 to 8 p.m.
Playing some punk and hardcore for you. If you want to hear something, feel free to give me a call at 604-822-2487 or swing by flexyourhead.net and send us an email with a request.
I went to Volunteer Wednesdays at CITR and I met the love of my life. We just celebrated our 40th anniversary.
Thanks to Volunteer Wednesdays at CITR, I'm now the president of the Vegan Hot Dog Appreciation Society.
After going to Volunteer Wednesdays at CITR, I've successfully synthesized the vaccine for two left feet. Now everybody can dance.
Thanks to Volunteer Wednesdays at CITR, I'm now nominated for a Daytime Emmy Award.
If you want to change your life, come to Volunteer Wednesdays at CITR from 11 to 1 every week. No experience is necessary.
Thank you, Volunteer Wednesdays.
And now, for our more dreadful sacrifice.
The music you're listening to is completely electronic.
Only a fool would ignore this.
I'd like to demonstrate for you some of the rather more weird kinds of sounds.
See how relaxed you're getting?
Every Sunday night at 7 o'clock here on CITR 101.9 FM is More Than Human, your weekly guide to all that is new, weird and wonderful in the world of electronic music. So please join me, Gareth Moses, for electronic music old and new, inane comments, and the occasional sacrifice. More Than Human on CITR.
Strength, dignity,
respect,
beauty, self-worth,
safety,
confidence,
choice,
hope. The Beauty Night Society is a registered charity dedicated to helping marginalized women introduce trust, hope, and self-esteem into their lives. This is the
first day of Through its popular makeover program, the Beauty Night Society has touched the lives of thousands and reintroduced a healthy touch to the lives of vulnerable women throughout British Columbia, creating real life makeovers.
Please visit www.beautynight.org for information on programs and on how to help. Beauty Night, because dignity is beautiful. I think I was blind before
I met you. Ula, listen, this is not a real radio station. Are we live on air?
Yeah.
Okay.
Hey, guys, I was just saying we're not a real radio station. We're just mucking about.
Okay. All right, we're live on the air with the Madison Show on CITR 101.9 FM, the Madison Show on Coast Salish from Coast Salish Territory on unceded territory. Excuse me.
He gets flustered when Scotland.
Scotland is here. Okay, so speaking of Scotland, Scotland is from Scotland. Scotland.
Hey, how you doing?
You want to swing that microphone over this way? Excellent.
Are they plugged in?
Okay, and so along with Scott, what is your, tell us your friends' names.
His name's Andrew. This is Andrew McFarlane. And Ula.
And where are you guys from? Ula and...
Yeah, let them talk. Yeah. Let's see.
Okay, toss the mic over.
Ula's from Sweden and Andrew's from Scotland, Edinburgh, same as me.
Excellent. And so what are you guys going to play?
We're just going to play like 2, 3, 4 originals, whatever you want.
What's the name of the first song?
Yeah, let's do Jumping at Shadows. Let's do Jumping at Shadows.
Do you guys need a microphone? The amp will pick it up nicely.
Can you say? Well, there isn't much to tell. I'm going downhill, and I blame myself, 'cause I've been jumping at shadows, thinking about my life. Everybody points their hand at me, and I know I'm just a picture, what I could have been. I've been jumping at shadows, thinking about my life.
Show. All right. Well, welcome back to the medicine show there, Scott.
Is it cool if I drink this bourbon straight in here?
Okay, so if you have liquids, you should take them into the hallway and cool, put them on the shelf. And
because me and you are good buddies, is it cool if I just drink this one right now?
No, you have to take it in the hallway because the camera's going to say no drinks in the studio.
I don't have one.
Ah, there you go.
I just wanted to see if you would fold.
Yeah. See, he's testing me here to see if I'm
look,
a rule.
Get that over here right now. Come on. Bring it over. Come on.
Okay, Scott.
He would never part with that.
Welcome back to the medicine. There's some guy on the other side of the glass taunting him with
he's not even a guy,
bourbon.
Buddy. He's from Burnaby. Guys.
Bourbon. I mean,
look,
Bourbonville.
Look, he's basically a... Can you hear me? Can you hear me? Can you hear me?
Okay, so he's...
Oh, my God, he can hear me.
Yes, he can hear you.
I was about to say something. I live with this guy. I was about to say something really bad there, but
okay, so welcome back to the medicine show.
Well, thanks,
the
bro.
Listeners are still with us, even though it seems like this is a very sort of a... It's like a kitchen jam or something in here.
Yeah, I mean, I'm a good cook.
He's cooking up a storm with the music.
No, I cook. I'm like a professionally trained chef.
Okay, we discussed haggis last time. Have you had haggis? Have you ever, cooked haggis?
That's my vegan buddy.
Really?
That I told you about in the last...
Did you ever try haggis before you quit meat? He did.
It was disgusting then. Disgusting now.
Isn't that cold oatmeal inside the gut of a lamb or something?
No,
like
Andy,
that?
You took...
Horrible shit like that.
You like some of the stuff.
Not the haggis.
Man. No, used to love some stuff.
Anyway.
Mrs. Cheese. Anyway, listen, like I told you, don't upset him. He's the genius.
Okay, so what have you been up to since you... Okay, you've been in here a couple months ago. You were perhaps going back. You didn't actually go back. Thank God you're here for a couple more months. You're here till April.
No, I went back. Eh?
No, not since the last time.
Oh, not since I last saw you.
Since
I last saw you...
That's right.
I stayed here. Yeah. Oh, you're good. No, I stayed here. I just stayed.
Yeah, right. And what did you do? You met up with this gentleman and did some recording. Who is... You said this is the guy. He's the real thing.
So we recorded Young Years, and then basically just hanging out. We're going to record some more demos, and that's it. Really, this is Ula. They're in a band together, and yeah, it's all good.
Do you guys have another project that you work on together or something, or you got other projects going on?
Yeah, they're in the Madman Lindsay band. They don't like talking. They want me to do the talking for them.
It's all true. The rumors are true. Okay, well, instead of me babbling, we can go back to talking in a few minutes. How about another song? So what is it that you intend on singing for us next?
Are you sure you want another song? Are you going to send me these videos after we finish performing?
Before I post them, you mean?
No, you don't post them. You send them to me first. And I give you the okay.
And then you got to approve of it. You think the campfire shit kickers and their nakedness need approval? Okay, yes. We'll do that. So
okay, so what do I do? We took it down there, eh? What did we play there?
They're discussing
the one in G
in the background what they're gonna play next on the medicine show. Okay, I was just babbling. It's just me and the listeners now over here in the corner.
Okay,
here
this.
On the medicine show. Hi listeners,
so
and happy
two,
new year.
Three,
well, here we
four.
Go, Scott Lund.
You to be honest with me. Yes, I believe in the tears you cried when I walked away. It be lies if I would say I didn't need you. I wandered the streets with you on my mind. Yes, I was dreaming of you and dreams. they come true. Gonna keep dreaming of you, 'cause I want you. If I never say goodbye, and I never seen you cry, how would I know?
Ali, my brother.
That's Scott Lunn on The Medicine Show. And there's the Campfire Shit Kickers over there.
Yeah, those guys, can they hear us?
Yeah.
Oh, they
I just want to say, those guys, those cats are crazy. Yeah, they're crazy.
Oh,
that's what I was thinking as well. Fuck you as well, bro. No, I'm just joking. Oh, look, Pete's, in the middle of them.
Pete's actually in the middle. Look, he's a douchebag.
And they can hear you too. Oh, hey, Pete.
Sorry, I thought they could only hear the first voice. They can hear the second voice. It's mental.
All the voices, oh, see. They've got a brand.
Can we just clarify one thing? Pete's finished the Crown Royal. Look, he's jumping in with all
Pete,
the guys.
Pete, did you finish the Crown Royal? So in the studio here, we have little bit of intoxication, but no drinks inside the recording booth here itself.
I've got
so
a wedgie in my pocket. Listen, these guys, look, the one in the middle.
I got a wedgie in my pocket.
He's got a jar full of Crown Royal. The guy's crazy. I'm saying, look at the odd one out. He's got a jar in his hand. That's cool, man. It's Jason.
It's Jason. It's okay. It's the medicine show. You know what? More music, less talking. Well, we actually want to ask you
he's
if.
He's a vegan, though. Don't listen. I mean, he gives us a hard time.
Hey, I'm a bit of a vegetarian myself, and I do promote healthy eater. Yeah. Oh, he's completely vegan.
Well,
no eggs,
proper.
No cheese. No.
No, he's proper. He's even beyond that.
He's probably got a better. They call it a train, the part between where your mouth is and your and it goes out. It's
hit
like
me,
your
brother.
Digestive system, and to keep it healthy.
Have you ever seen a?
Yeah.
Have you ever seen, what's it called again? Ali G. Ali G.
Ali G.
Ali G is a comedian that started on CBC.
Funny.
He
really?
Became. He
my
became,
last name
would have started
with
Ladder
G.
He's
not me.
Guy's monumental. No, he's funny. He's very funny.
Actually, I shouldn't say he started on CBC. He just had a show on there. So.
He started in Britain.
Yeah.
You he know what he that. Did? Don't try and chore him. Don't try and steal him. Hey, boy.
Okay. So,
what's your name? That's Andrew. Andy.
Well, Andrew, since you
Andrew
seem
McFarlane.
Since you seem health conscious, do you have any like home remedies and things that your grandmother ever told you or ways to?
Don't weed.
Listen to anything Scotty says.
Weed. Don't listen to anything. Weed. Andrew
wheat.
Likes
wheat.
Just repeat again.
Wheat kings. The weed kings.
They're scared to talk these two. He's from Sweden.
That's okay.
He talks. Fluent Swedish, doesn't he talk a word? Right, okay, so listen, we've done.
Plays good bass.
Oh, he's shit hot on bass, like. The boy's shit hot.
Baby, it's
okay,
all gone,
huh?
Before we do that, I want to ask you, we got this.
Anything you want. As long as it's not
anything?
Personal.
Anything?
Let's
not get personal. Actually, we've got this theme for tonight's show. It's called.
Scotland.
No, it's called prescription
Pete,
is Ablution for resolution. Ablution is a type of cleansing. You can do spiritual cleansing or physical cleansing, and it's just a sort of a purification thing. Anyway, do you have any personal like resolutions for the new year you'd like to share with anybody, or even recommendations if you don't care to follow through?
But these guys outside, I mean, if I had a shotgun, for example, I would resolve myself by saying my New Year's resolution is to shoot people who wave their bums at me.
Oh, my God, the Mooners?
Yeah.
The Moonies.
I like those guys. I'm just joking. Well, look at Pete.
Don't be mooning Scott Lunn. He might shoot you.
Can we call a cab for Pete? This guy is just drunk.
Okay, so supposedly someone had a few drinks tonight and needs to be called a cab. Hey, Pete, you're a cab.
Ali, thank God you're here, Ali. Honestly, I swear, thank God you're here.
Okay, so we have a recommendation. I know, it's just terrible. We have a recommendation for another song. What do you want to sing next?
I think we're going to do a little Baby It's All Gone song. 2, 3, 4. Eason. This guy, that's a genius. Can I just tune up, actually? Let me just see him in tune.
Okay, so I'll take this opportunity to say this is CINTR 101.9 FM from Coast Salish, unceded territory on Musqueam land, and this is the Medicine Show. What else can I say? We're having way too much fun. We've got Scott Lund from Scotland and his two buddies here on the guitar and bass, and what is it, Ali?
Maybe we can make in time with one. No, I'm good. I'm good to go.
No. We don't need to do that.
It's okay.
We want to keep the energy flowing here for the people's peoples to be listening. I got a shout out. Shout out.
Are we ready, boys? 2, 3, 4. Devil keeps me busy all the time. Sending old signals to my mind. Harder it gets me feeling blue. Harder when I'm not loving you. Over here, baby, it's all gone. Thank you.
Scotland. I'm Scotland on the Met.
The thing is, just to say something, there, that song is kind of like sort of rhythmically, like I wanted it to be like a sort of Harvest Moon Neil Young, and these guys were dancing in the same way that I saw people dancing to the Neil Young Harvest Moon movie, sorry, the video. And it's perfect. So I've accomplished exactly what I wanted. Thank you, guys.
Thank
Seriously.
You.
It's even better that they've got, like, metal T-shirts on, you know what I mean? Not actually metal ones. They're probably cotton, but you know what I'm saying.
Scott is referring to the Campfire Shit Kickers are on the other side of the glass of the studio, dancing away to the music, and we've got a bit of a communication with them because they can hear us, but we can't hear them. Because the audience is curious, what are we talking about in here? But that's what's going on.
How long's left in the show, Jason?
We have got about 12 minutes, so we've got enough for about two songs if we do them back to back. Do you want to do a couple more?
Yeah, because it's better than me talking, isn't it?
I don't know. You could pull some pretty... Okay, yeah, go ahead. We're having too much fun here on The Medicine Show.
She let me down. Over the rainbow she flew. Far away, only 17. When I saw you flying, she said nothing. young as you took away.
Sweet soul sounds of Scotland on the Medicine Show. Sorry.
Okay, go straight to the next one.
Can you wear that scarf, please? It's a Scottish scarf.
I will.
And the next recording, can I see you with it on, please?
Okay. We're going right into the next song so we can do an outro for the show. This is Scotland from Scotland on the Medicine Show. And before that was the Campfire Shit Kickers. And here is Scotland. What song is going to be next?
Come on.
This is Scott Lunn with Come On, Come On on The Medicine Show. And I'm wearing his Scottish scarf. Turtin', don't you know?
Like the boy behind's like, what key's it in? Tell him it's an E minor.
It's an E minor, by the way. Hey, is this a specific turtin' or is this like a family turtin' or what is it?
McFarlane
turtin'. Is that a specific family? Are you related to these McFarlanes?
He's Cassia.
Okay. He's hiding in shame.
Come from? Where do you take me? If I believe, and call you Almighty, never I hear. Ever I see. Come on, come on, I'm calling. Come on, come on, I'm falling. Come on, come on. Getting through. your soul. Am I getting over you? Thanks for having us.
Yeah.
You're good guys.
Absolutely.
Peace. Jason, do you want my autograph?
What's that?
I was going to give you a kiss. I was like, do you want my autograph?
No. We're good. We're good on the Madison Show. We have to say goodnight. Yeah. So we have only a few minutes left. Does anybody have any shout outs?
To Andrew McFarlane and Ula.
Thank you. We're going to say thanks. Okay, so big shout outs and thanks to the maker, our families, Andrew, Ula, Scott Lunn. This is Campfire Shit Kickers are creeping in the room.
Yeah.
But they got their clothes on now, so it's safe.
You want to do a song with us?
So just wanted to say a shout out to everybody. Thanks a lot for listening. Thanks to the listeners. Thanks to everybody in the beautiful city. Happy New Year. And coming up next is the late night show with DJ Rye Rye.
Got some new stuff coming up. We got some good stuff, good drum and bass stuff, so better check it out.
We had to come in here. We had to infiltrate the room. We had to take it over a little bit because
yes.
I propose that the Campfire Shit Kickers should get together with Scott Lund and do a bunch of fucking tunes with you cats as well. We were jamming in the other room listening to you guys, and it was fucking aces, man. So I propose that let's make a date right now. Let's find a date where we come down and do a fucking show together, man. Like lovers do.
At Kids Club.
They
pay good money.
Hey?
Scott Lund? Here.
Scott Lund, what do you think?
Yeah, let's do it.
You into a Campfire Shit Kickers jam? All right.
But don't remember the Mad Mad Lindsay Band with Andrew and Ula.
Oh, absolutely. They're
can you give them some advertising?
Lindsay Studio.
With Andrew and Ula and the Mad Mad Lindsay Band in the Mad Mad Lindsay Band Studios with Scott Lund.
All right, we got to go now.
Are you kidding me?
But one more.
Thanks, everybody, for listening. We'll see you all next week on The Medicine Show.
Love you. Bye. Listen, I'll be presenting next week.
I just want to thank
Scott Lund's going to be presenting next week. There's a new presenter.
Thank you for coming back next week. Have a good night.
Forget about Jason, the number one DJ in all of Vancouver, rocking this place, okay?
I'm going home. Leave me alone because